Mabel the mouse lives in a little cabin on a lake.
The Ship in the Window is, it's a story about a mouse that kind of risks it all for a chance at adventure.
In librarian Travis Yonker's latest children's book, Mabel lives with a boy and his father, who spent months meticulously building a model ship.
At nighttime, Mabel will come out and she'll look at the ship and she'll wonder if it can sail like a real ship. You know, she's the perfect size to be the captain, and she would love to try that sometime. It's the man's prized possession. He never lets anybody touch it. He doesn't let his son touch it. Until one night, the door is left open just a little bit, and Mabel realizes she can either try to get the ship outside and onto the lake, or she can stay in the safe cabin. And you can probably guess what choice she makes, but it doesn't quite turn out how she planned.
The Ship in the Window is illustrated by Caldecott medalist Matthew Cordell, and he and Travis Yonker share the story of the real model ship behind The Ship in the Window for our series of conversations between authors and illustrators. Picture this.
When my kids were little, especially, we would visit this park that's nearby in Holland, Michigan. And right across from the park, there's a house that has this beautiful model ship in the window. And so I thought, oh, I've seen this model ship so many times. What's a story that could go along with it?
Travis posted a picture yesterday on Instagram of him sitting in front of this house with a copy of our book. He says he does not know them.
I've visited a few different times now, and no one's ever home. I have my copy already inscribed. Thanks for the inspiration. I can't wait to give them a copy of the book, talk to them about it. I want to ask them about the model ship.
It's a huge ship, too. I mean, is it big? Like, it looks big in the photograph.
Yeah, it's probably, I don't know, 3 feet tall or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so the ship that I drew is not as big as that one, because if I drew the ship too big, the mouse would be, like, really tiny. So I had to consider that, too. But I knew nothing about sailing and ships or anything. So I did some research, and I found a ship called an H.M. Cutter Mermaid from 1817. I found a guy building the ship on YouTube, and I took a bunch of screenshots of this guy. Thanks, whoever you are.
One of the inspirations, too, for me for this story was picture books from the past that I really love. We both really love William Steig's work. The book that really stuck out to me when thinking about The Ship in the Window was Amos and Boris. That's another, you know, mouse main character story, and it's on the high seas. And so I really had that in mind as I was working on this story, and I think Matthew's illustrations just completely nailed it.
After reading Travis's story, it felt like it could really benefit from this sort of heavily cross-hatched old world drawing approach. So they look almost sort of vintage, the drawings. A lot of line work, cross-hatched line drawings, and also sort of a limited palette, very few colors, so it feels like it could have been printed in a different earlier time. So the book has this sort of old school look to it, and it reads the same way, I think.
I don't think I set out to be like, I want this to be sort of a vintage, timeless picture book, but I feel like once you start writing the story, sometimes that comes out of it, and then you sort of go with that feeling, you know? I have to say, too, one of my favorite videos, Matthew made some great ones while he was working on the book. There's a couple spreads where the amount of cross-hatching that he does is like astounding. And so he made one video where he's doing all these thousands, millions of little marks. And then at the end, he just passes out from exhaustion because of all the cross-hatching that he had to do. It's makes the illustration so rich, so beautiful.
The ones that take the longest, there were a few that had night sky. So I was basically filling in a massive portion of the drawing in crossed lines. It would take me like a couple days sometimes. My brain would get a little screwy at times, but for the most part, it's kind of a nice, relaxing way to make a picture.
Yeah, I love the spread where Mabel notices that the door is open just a crack. I love it because you show like the representation of like the breeze blowing in, the curling breeze blowing in the door, and Mabel's like noticing that, and she's wondering if she's going to give it a shot or not.
There's something really nice about mice. They're sort of the most humble of creatures. They're very small. They feel very harmless and vulnerable, I think it was a wise choice to choose a mouse as the character that brought together these more imposing sized mammals in the house.
One thing too that I was thinking about after the fact is the idea of like how many people have things in their life where they're saving it or they're not touching it or they don't want someone else to use it. You know, I think as like a parent all the time, there's like things that you're trying to keep safe from your kids. And honestly, the person that changes the most in the story is the man.
Yeah, the man is kind of not nice, seems like, you know. I wanted to draw him in that way where it felt like he was unapproachable and he wears these glasses. In fact, I don't think you ever see his eyes. You only see the reflection of the glasses, which makes him even a little more imposing.
He kind of goes from having this attitude of, this ship is my prized possession. I don't let anybody touch this thing. I don't let anybody help me to make it. To at the very end of the story, inviting the boy and even inviting Mabel in to kind of work together on it. And I guess I just like the idea of, hey, maybe if you actually just kind of like loosen up a little bit, it can open the door for this connection that wasn't there before.
That's one of the things I really liked about the story is how there's these three separate characters living their own existence. And by the end of it, they see the value of togetherness and not just working independently or creating independently or fantasizing and dreaming independently. And that's a really beautiful thing about the book, I think.
That was illustrator Matthew Cordell and author Travis Yonker talking about their new kid's book. And hey, if you are Travis Yonker's neighbor in Michigan and you have a model ship in your window, answer your door. He just wants to give you a copy of The Ship in the Window.